Today we're very blessed to have Blessed Father with us from the Los Angeles Diocese, Abuna Gorgios Kolta. He's my father of confession. Abuna Gorgios is a disciple of Abuna Machiel Ibrahim the Late from Egypt. He's the father of many generations, father of many priests, father of bishops. So let us take his blessing and take his wisdom. Let's give him our attention.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I thank our Lord that I'll be in our midst today, to be in this church that I heard about, the activities and the spiritual power, and those who attend this church. I heard about it, but I saw it by myself. May the Lord bless every activity in this church for His glory first and for our salvation, now and forever. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month Bebe, and the reading of the Gospel concerning healing the paralyzed man. Because this miracle is very important, it is mentioned on the three Gospels, Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5. It is important for many reasons. First of all, to see the Lord Jesus Christ and His kindness, loving the sinners and seeking for their salvation, and to see that He is the one who can deal with everyone's suffering and the help of those who are helpless and hope of those who have no helper. At the same time, the reading tells us how the sin causes diseases. Also, it tells us about how to be the friendship, the actual friendship that's full of love and activity and sincere work to those are in need. And also, this gospel tells us about how many people, they don't see the light. They are blind, they don't see. They have eyes but don't see, and ears but don't hear. And for the reason, I'm going to speak about three important points and how our Lord Jesus Christ deal with us. First of all, the paralyzed man. How our Lord dealt with him. This man was paralyzed for a long time. He can't walk to go to the temple. He couldn't raise his hands to pray. But we must consider that during the time of his sickness, he knew that he committed many sins. The sins that he committed, he admitted in his heart. Maybe he spent nights and nights praying, asking forgiveness. But he knew that he is in a case that he will not be healed at all. On the contrary, maybe he thought that he is going to pass away at any time. Hopeless. If we look to the paralyzed man that was near Bethesda, the man said that there is no one who can help me to go to the water of this lake to be healed. But here the Lord sent people, friends, to help him, to comfort him. The paralyzed man, he found himself hopeless, and he found himself that there is no way to hear the word, "Your sins are forgiven." He said it. He admitted his mistakes, of course. And maybe he was praying by tears, "Lord, forgive me. I lived in sin. I broke your commandments. I was living in this world, enjoying the lust of the world. I spent my life away from you. I didn't enter your church, your temple. I lived my own way. I know I committed many sins." He asked forgiveness several times, of course. But let us think about how he was in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, face to face. He was thinking, "I want to hear a voice in a dream, for example." But to be in front of Jesus Christ himself and to hear the word, "Your sins are forgiven," this is how I enjoyed this word. Enough for me. Enough for me to hear this. The Lord knew his groaning, knew his suffering, agony, and he wanted to heal him spiritually first. Spiritually first. And then physically afterwards. When the Lord told him, "Your sins are forgiven," this is enough for me. My sins are forgiven. Yes. Last Sunday, we spoke about the sinful lady that came to Simon the Pharisee when the Lord was there. And the Lord said the same word, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." She came to the Lord. But this man was carried by these friends, the four friends, and he heard these beautiful words, "Your sins are forgiven. What you were thinking for a long time, ask forgiveness. I heard your voice. I heard your agony. I knew that you are suffering." When you cry to the Lord and ask forgiveness, his loving kindness, he will accept you. Admit, confess your mistakes. Repentance and confession in our church is very important. Healing the soul is more important than healing the body. Why we carry our sins on our shoulders? Why carry this heavy burden? Why we stand in front of God, "Forgive me, I admit the sin. Heal me spiritually that I can see your love and enjoy your kindness." How many people they are living in sin and they don't think for repentance. Miserable life, full of shame. They can't stand in front of God. They have fear. They have fear always. If we come to the Lord, he will come to us. "Come near to me, I come near to you. I love you. I don't want to perish in your sins. I want to be healed. I came to die on the cross for your sins. I shed my blood for you. I love you. I don't want you to perish. Even I committed many sins. The blood of Christ can cover all our sins. Not our sins only. The sins of the whole people from the beginning till the end of life. Till the end of the world. I shed my blood because I love you. I don't want any one of you to die in sin. This is the love of God. He is listening to our cries. And He is listening to our suffering. He is very kind and compassionate. Come to Him. He will cleanse you for all the sins. There is no sin without forgiveness except without repentance. No sins without forgiveness except that which is without repentance. That's why in our church we have the sacrament of repentance and confession. Sometimes we say, oh, Abuna, I committed the sin, this sin, the same sin several times. The Lord said, don't worry. Try, struggle, strive. I'll stand with you. Once you want to go to come to me, I will help you. And the Lord and His kindness will give you mercy. If a mother has a child and the child went to play in the backyard and came very dirty, do you think that she will have no kindness to keep him sleep in this shape? Impossible. Give him a bath, new dress, and sleep like this. If the child did the same thing several times, she will do the same thing. This is the mother. How much will be our Lord Jesus Christ and His kindness? Come to Him. Ask help. Ask help. I don't want to do it. Help me. And He will help you. Struggle. Call Him in the time of temptation. You will find Him besides you to help you. The Lord dealt with this paralyzed man very kindly. He healed his body, his soul first, before healing his body. How the Lord dealt with the friends. The friends, very important to see sincere friends in your life. In your troubles, in your suffering, your father is standing beside you. They feel your agony. And they try to help you in the time of suffering. These people were very kind and sincere, honest. Honest. At the same time, they did more than we can expect. They heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. We knew that if you come and meet the Lord, He will heal you. And they carried him from his home to the place where the Lord was there. The house was full. They couldn't enter. To take a man with his bed over and open the ceiling and make the paralyzed man come in front of Jesus, something too much. Too much. This is the son, the person who want to give more, to give and give and give without asking for reward. They have self-denial. Nobody knows their names. Nobody, even those who are attending, then no one of them knew anything happened. They saw only the man in front of Jesus. Self-denial. Going the second mile and the other mile. The same happened with Saint Mary. When she heard that her relative Elizabeth will conceive a child, she's pregnant in 6 months, she left everything and went to the mountains to help this old lady and her husband Zachariah, and stayed not one day, not 1 week, 3 months. 3 months. Nobody asked her to do this. This from inside. When I have a feeling towards people, when I love them, I serve them. I serve them and feel their agony, especially when they are suffering. When you visit the sick people, remember that you are visiting Jesus Christ Himself. Once I saw my father, Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim, visiting a sick person. I found him that he, in the entrance of his room, he removed his shoes. And then I asked him, Abuna, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to meet the Lord. And he told us, I was sick and you visited me. I am visiting Jesus Christ Himself. This is the exact feeling for every one of us. Must be like this. When you visit a sick person, remember you are visiting Christ Himself. I was sick and you visited me. The friends, they were very gracious. They stood beside this man during his suffering. And not only because of their love for this friend, the most important, they have strong faith in Christ. He is the one is going to heal you. Nobody. Go to Him. He will heal your spiritual life and your physical life. He is the source of healing. Several times we don't think about spiritual healing. We think only about physical healing. We go to the physician and take the prescription and took the medicine as is written exactly. But when you are sick spiritually, you think for repentance, you go to Jesus Christ, you go to Abuna to pray for you. I'll tell you a story happened to me. There was an American minister in Egypt, and he attended the English liturgy on Saturdays in my church, and he spent about a year learning about the Coptic Church. And once he asked me, Abuna, I want to be baptized. I asked him, why? Because I believe that this is the right church. I believe that this is the church of the apostles. I want to be a member of this church. I asked him about his belief. I found that he read everything with his wife, and I baptized him and his wife and his children, and he took Holy Communion. Of course, I performed the matrimony service, but suddenly one day he called me early morning. Abuna, please come to pray on my son. He has a fever, 40 degrees centigrade. And I went to pray الأنديل, the prayer of the sick. I said that we are fasting. We are fasting now. Can you pray? I was astonished. I want you to pray before we go to the physician. I didn't find anybody like this. Newcomer. He asked me to pray for the child before going to the physician. I prayed, anointed with oil, and then he asked me, can you take breakfast with me? While they preparing the breakfast, his wife came and told, we are not going to the physician. He is normal now, no fever at all. He believed in the power of praying. He believed the power of praying. How many people they do this? They come to Abuna to pray before going to the physician. Healing the soul is more important than healing the body. These friends, they believed that Jesus is the one who is going to heal the sick person physically and spiritually. Physically and spiritually. They have faith in Christ. Have you faith in Christ that He is the one is going to forgive all your sins and heal you physically and spiritually? Do you believe in Him? Do you believe He is the one, the only one who permits to be sick and who is the one to heal you? He, sometimes we are injured, He is the one who is going to heal our injuries, to cover our sins. And He will never remember our sins again. Nothing. He forgives and forgets. The same time. They believe that Jesus Christ, the one, is going to heal this man completely. Otherwise, why they came to Him? And our Lord Jesus Christ knew these people and knew their thoughts. When you are sitting alone thinking about anything, the Lord knew your thoughts. Even it is not converted to a way of work. If you don't do nothing, but thoughts only. And for the sake of these people and their faith, the Lord healed this man. The Lord can penetrate by His power what is inside you. Even if you hide from people, He will discover it. He will discover it. We cover our sins, but the Lord will uncover everything. He knows everything. Number one, the paralyzed man. Number two, the friends. Number three, the Pharisees. Our Lord Jesus Christ is very kind with all people, even the enemies. If you look to the words that the Lord said to them, when they heard that the Lord say, your sins are forgiven, they thought that He is blasphemer. We're the one who forgives sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ tried to deal with them in a good way. He was not angry or disappointed. When somebody attacks you, you defend yourself and sometimes nervous. But our Lord Jesus Christ, in kindness and meekness, spoke to these people and He told them, why you reason about these things in your hearts? Why? in a good way. Let us learn from our Lord Jesus Christ how to behave with everybody, even those who do not like us or hate us, how to behave kindly with them. Why? To win them. We must comfort everybody, even those who are hating us. We have to pray for our enemies. And the Lord gave us example. He didn't say anything to them except, I know what you are thinking about. I know what's your minds. Why you are reasoning about this when I say your sins are forgiven. You are thinking in your hearts, but I know what's in your hearts. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But to know the Son of Man have the power to forgive sins on earth. The word Son of Man is mentioned in the Gospels 85 times. Why? Our Lord just said by himself, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. He is the Son of Man. He was incarnate and took our flesh and lived like us. He was a man with complete humanity and complete divinity. He is the Son of Man. When Adam and Eve committed the sins, he said that from her seeds will come the man who is going to crush Satan, to destroy his deeds. And he is the man that promised to Adam and Eve. He is the man. He is the Son of Man. He is the power to forgive sins on the earth and has the power to heal our sins. He spoke kindly with these people, these hypocrites. He knew their hearts. They don't came to see the miracle or to learn his teachings. No, no, no. They came to catch him in a sin in order to deliver him for death. Yes, there are many people in the world, they don't see the beauty of the gospel, the beauty of the word of God. And they attack the word of God. Criticize everything. Try to think before you condemn others. Try to think before you attack people. Many saints, they were attacked by people they didn't know they are saints except after departure. We must know the Lord Jesus Christ accepts everybody, even those who attacked him, even those who hated him. He loved us. This is the story of curing or healing this paralytic man. He was kind with everybody. He loved everyone. And now I want to finish my speech by a few words. How many people are spiritually thick in our society? How many people they are living in sin? How many people they are away from the right life? And what we did to them? Maybe in our home, maybe in our church, maybe in our work, maybe in one of our relatives living in sin. What you did for them? Do you pray for them? Do you help them to know the right way? Do you bring them to Abuna to repent and confess their mistakes. It is responsibility for every one of us. Responsibility, don't live for yourself only. Seek for those who are lost, the lost sheep, the souls who are going to die in sin. We are responsible for them. Don't say this Abuna only. No. Or the servants. We have responsibility about for everybody. Every one of us. Responsibility to seek for those who are living in sin. Bring them to the Lord. Speak with them about eternity. Speak about the love of God. Show them. Be a good model for Christ. To see your good deeds. Be a model. They see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We are responsible for everyone going astray away or breaking the commands of God. We are responsible. Don't say I'm responsible for myself only. No. This is selfishness. You must think about everyone in your family, relatives, in work. Pray for them. There are many people are converted and became good Christians because they're friends. They're friends. I know many stories about this. There's no time to tell. But many people came to Christ and many people repented. Why? Because there's somebody like these friends came to them and took them to Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ opening his hands, accepting every one of us. Come with your sins. Look to the parable of the prodigal son. The father hugged his son while he was dirty and smelly with the smell of the pigs, and he just hugged him. Come to him. Even you live in sin, your sins, all your sins will be forgiven. Help people, give them hand, tell them about the loving kindness of Jesus Christ and how they will be completely cleansed from all anything. He will turn their life to live with him. The goal of our life in this world, to save ourselves and to save others. The goal is not to work, to have money. The goal is not to have children. This is not the goal. The goal to seek for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, that we say it in our prayer. Your kingdom. We pray it. We ask the kingdom of God. We ask to glorify Jesus. This is the way of us. Think about everyone who are walking away from the righteousness. Think for everyone living in sin. Help. Give hand. Be a good friend. And the Lord will reward you. Those who cover the sins of others, the Lord will never forget the loving kindness of us. May the Lord be glorified in our love, that we seek our salvation and the salvation of others now and forever. Glory be to God forever. Amen.